Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We've been looking through the book of Acts in chapter 18, and we've seen that Paul needed some encouragement in his life about his ministry. And so Timothy brings back this encouraging report from the church in Thessalonica. But something else that happens is he also brings a gift from the church in Philippi. So Paul found encouragement in the fact that the church in Philippi was supportive of his ministry financially. Paul even writes to the Corinthians that it was a wealth of generosity that he received from Philippi. Generosity proves partnership. In Philippians, Paul writes, "And you Philippians yourselves, you know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only." What do you think this did for Paul? What did it mean? It meant that the Philippian church proved their love and partnership for Paul and the gospel. Paul could look at that church and see that they really bought into the need and the joy of spreading the gospel. It encouraged him. I can't tell you the number of times that I've been encouraged in this same way. Not because of the money, but because of what the money represented. It represented partnership, that someone believed in me and in the ministry. And I know that some of you are generous to many different ministries, whether it's buying Bibles for a prison or giving to our missionaries or even supporting LifeWord. Your willingness to sacrifice in order to get on board with a ministry is encouraging. And I want to encourage you to keep it up. If you want to be generous towards LifeWord, you can click on the LifeWord website link on this Facebook page, and there'll be instructions there where you can be generous to LifeWord. When you pray today, please remember Ronald Morillo and his family are missionaries in Panama. Also remember the Nabit broadcast in Africa.